Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
6:34 on a Friday night, Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Looks like we're heading into a weekend of snow. Saturday, about an inch. On Sunday, 2 inches. And then Monday, we should be fine, but a bit of snow on the way. I guess some of you are looking forward to that. Well, controversy erupting on the Lansing School Board as member Charles Ford yesterday walked out of a meeting, and this morning here on WILS accused his colleagues of showing favoritism to one of the candidates being considered for the position of interim superintendent. Board President Myra Ford joins me now to give me her view on that matter. Myra, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So Mr. Ford came out and said, quote, "We all know that there's a candidate in this pool that was already selected. The whole situation is a farce. It's a scam." He's referring to one candidate who was a consultant, I think, for the district. Who is that he's talking about?
Yvonne Kamal Knuhl.
And in terms of his allegations, what is your reaction to that?
Well, it's just absolutely not true. Certainly, Mrs. Kamal Knuhl is a candidate and will be considered in the same way that the other two candidates are being looked at. I can't say that there are not some of us on the board who know and respect Mrs. Kamal Knuhl and certainly think she would make a good interim superintendent. However, we in no way have made up our minds that she will be the selection. We have an open and honest process. We interviewed all three candidates last night and are looking at their references and other things to make a decision that we feel is best for the district.
This morning he talked to our Tony Connolly and he said that he asked the board for 10 to 14 days to allow internal candidates to apply for the position. Was that not done?
We made a decision back at our first meeting in January that we wanted only to look at external candidates for this particular search.
And why was that?
Well, I think we felt that, you know, there are some things that we would like to have someone who is maybe going to look at things with a new perspective, someone who's had experience in other school districts as far as seeing best practices and things like that, and we would like to have someone maybe come in with some innovative ideas that we may not be able to get with someone who's internal.
Do you think an appropriate interim superintendent in Lansing should have previous superintendent experience?
I think it's certainly something that's useful. I don't know that it's required. I think, you know, we're looking for someone who's got urban experience at an administrative level. All three candidates have that. Two of them have been superintendents in other urban districts. Mrs. Kamal Knuhl has worked at the State Department of Education and headed a department there and has spent a great deal of time working in districts all over the state.
I'm talking to Myra Ford. She's the Lansing School Board President. We're talking about this issue of member Charles Ford coming out and saying that there's favoritism being shown to one of the candidates being considered for interim superintendent. Now, Mr. Ford also this morning says that there was plenty of time to hire a permanent superintendent. Why is the district hiring one on an interim basis at this point?
Well, several of us on the board are concerned that, you know, given the financial picture right now in Michigan and in school districts across the state, as well as the emergency financial manager threat, some people may not want to take the risk, you know, of their career on applying for a superintendent position. And because of that, plus information we've been given by organizations within the state that do those kind of searches, it isn't as easy right now perhaps to attract candidates as it might be in under other circumstances. And because of that, and because we want to be able to have the comfort level to take the time to do a thorough search, we decided it would make sense to have someone who is ready to step in. Dr. Wallace's contract ends on June 30th, and if he leaves then or should he choose to leave earlier than that, we want to have someone who's ready to take the reins until we are able to, you know, complete a thorough search and find someone we believe is best qualified for our district.
When Ms. Kamal Kanul was working for the district, she also did work with Superintendent Wallace. Does he have any input? Does he have any thoughts on whether she should replace him?
He has not indicated that he feels, you know, one way or another about the three candidates. I think he feels that, you know, different people are going to have, you know, shorter or longer time spans that to learn the job. But I don't think, you know, he has never indicated, you know, pro or con for any of the three candidates.
And you and the other board members, have you worked directly with her? And is the personal relationship you have, is that a potential factor in wanting to hire her?
I wouldn't say we work directly with her. There are two of us on the, well, three of us on the board right now who have worked in the district at the same time that Mrs. Kamal Kanul did, but she did not work directly with us during that time in the sense of either, you know, work that we worked in the same department.
How close is the board then to choosing the interim superintendent?
I wouldn't say we did interview last night. I think each board member has got possibly, you know, have maybe ranked in their own mind where they have placed the three candidates, but there's still more work to do. I honestly don't know at this point, you know, whether there's a majority of board members who are, you know, leaning toward one or another candidate. I think that, you know, there's still more we want to look at as far as, you know, checking references, and we haven't even decided if we're going to do a second round of interviews yet or not.
Are you surprised by Mr. Ford's reaction, and have you had any kind of a contentious issues with him in the past?
I can't say that I'm surprised only because he had brought this issue up before. In the last, probably in the last few weeks, he has brought it up. He has made it clear back even when we started talking about an interim superintendent last year that he did not think that was necessary. We voted on it at the first meeting in January. The vote was 8-1 that we would do, you know, the search and hire an interim superintendent. So I can't say it's a surprise, but I guess it's, you know, it's something that the majority of the board wants to do. And, you know, sometimes, you know, you're not in the majority, and most of the time you just accept that and move on.
How long do you expect the interim superintendent to serve before a permanent one is chosen?
Well, that depends. I mean, it could be as short as till July 1st, depending on how quickly we find someone. If we're lucky and, you know, the right person just happens to show up, you know, early on, then it could be as early as July 1st. Otherwise, it could be, you know, I wouldn't be able to say how much longer it might take because I don't know, you know, how fortunate we're going to be in terms of our search. I know, as I said, I've talked to organizations that do this, and I know that last year I was told there were approximately 120 positions in the state that became vacant, and out of those 120, less than 50% actually had central administrative experience. You know, we know that it's not as easy a process as sometimes it has been.
Considering that, is the interim superintendent then likely going to be made the permanent one?
That's absolutely not an issue that we're considering right now. We, you know, if that person applies, they would have to go through the same process that anyone else who applies would have to go through. One of the candidates indicated that, you know, it wasn't something he was necessarily thinking about because he actually is a retired superintendent and said that, you know, age would be a factor for him in terms of considering, you know, 3 years or more to come back in as a superintendent. The other two, when they were asked that question, indicated that they would consider it, mm-hmm. but it isn't something that the board has really given thought to at this point. At this point, we're simply trying to, you know, get someone who can run the district, handle the day-to-day operations, should we need someone while we're doing a search.
One last thing, Eastern and Sexton High Schools, how close is the board to making a decision on potentially closing one of these high schools?
Well, Tuesday night there is a special meeting scheduled at which time the administration will come to us with the recommendations that they have put together based on the school restructuring task force that we had, you know, operating for several months that was made up of members of the community. And they've taken the principles that came out of that task force and tried to structure something, a recommendation for us. We will hear that on Tuesday night. We'll have an opportunity then to ask our questions and think about it. And right now, the plan is that we will probably vote on Thursday on whether we accept their plan or their recommendation. Now, at this point, you know, they may or they may not recommend closing a high school. So the vote on Thursday will be based on what it is they do come to us with on Tuesday night.
Lansing School Board President Myra Ford, thank you very much for joining me, Myra.
You're welcome.